Well, deer are a very important part of Indiana woodlands and represent a true conservation success story. Many Hoosiers spend time in the woods pursuing deer during hunting season or marveling at them during walks in their woodlands. But as recently as the 1930s, deer were absent from Indiana woodlands. Restocking efforts led by the Indiana Department of Natural Resources helped reestablish deer populations all across the state. However, deer populations have rebounded beyond what the land can support in many areas. Joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Jared Brook. He's a Purdue Extension wildlife specialist. Jared, what impacts do white-tailed deer have on Indiana woodlands?
Yeah, so when deer are in balance with the amount of habitat that is available, deer can actually have a really positive impact on plant diversity in our forests. But the problem becomes when we have more deer than the habitat can support, and then they can actually, through their browsing and what they eat, reduce plant diversity and limit the growth of some of our woody tree seedlings, such as oak, which are both, you know, economically and ecologically important. And then they can also cause issues with increases in invasive species that they don't eat, like Japanese stilt grass or garlic mustard.
And Jared, there are also concerns about white-tailed deer and the many deer vehicle collisions we see along the roadways, especially along Indiana's interstates. Also, crop damage that white-tailed deer can have on our woodlands and our agricultural environment as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So deer vehicle collisions are a big one. And there was actually just some research published from Purdue and the Indiana DNR that looked at using targeted hunting around roadways where deer vehicle collisions are the worst. And through targeted removal of deer through hunting, you can actually reduce deer vehicle collisions. And again, same thing with crop damage. Deer really love to eat soybeans and eat corn, and they can cause issues with some of our crops.
Chatting with Jared Brook, he is a Purdue Extension wildlife specialist here on Hoosier Ag Today. And Jared, for woodland owners all across Indiana who might not be sure if deer are even a problem on their property, how can Indiana woodland owners better understand and measure deer impacts?
Yeah, so I think the first step is being aware and being kind of tuned in to the problems that deer can cause. Fortunately, with the help of the Nature Conservancy here in Indiana, we at Purdue Extension actually created a series of publications and videos called the Deer Impact Toolbox, which are designed to help landowners really understand, monitor, and then address the impacts that deer have in their woodlands. And these resources are a great starting point for any landowner that's interested in learning more about deer impacts.
And once an Indiana woodland owner identifies that deer are having a negative impact on their woodlands, what other kind of guidance or tools are available to help them respond accordingly, Jared?
When it comes to managing the deer impacts, there's multiple effective methods that can be used to reduce their impact. But three big ones are hunting, habitat management, and then plant protection. And so through the reduction of the number of deer by harvesting does on your property, that can be an effective way to reduce their impact. Also, if you can improve the habitat for deer on your property, either through forest stand improvement or through timber harvest, you can actually create more food on the landscape, which reduces overall deer impact. And then the last, you know, really big way is through protecting the plants that you're trying to keep deer from browsing. And that can be through doing things like fencing of tree plantations, putting tree tubes or tree shelters on young trees, or, you know, fencing sensitive areas from deer browsing. And all of these methods, you know, have different pros and different cons and different effectiveness. And these methods and more are actually all outlined in that deer impact toolbox. So landowners that are having impact from deer can utilize those resources to really figure out what is the best method for your means and for your property.
Jared, I'm curious because I know I've read about several different diseases that have impacted the deer population here across Indiana recently. What can you tell us about the disease that has had an impact on the deer population here as of late?
Two of the most common diseases, or two diseases that we hear about a lot are diseases like EHD or epizootic hemorrhagic disease, which tends to create kind of localized die-offs in deer populations. So you have kind of a temporary reduction in deer populations in a local area. But deer can build immunity to diseases like that. And so you generally have an increase in population, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 years after you have a localized outbreak. The bigger one that we're now starting to see show up in deer in Indiana is chronic wasting disease. And that is a deer that is always, or a disease that is always fatal to deer. And it's too early to tell in Indiana what the overall impact of that disease is going to be on deer populations, because we're just now starting to detect it in deer populations.
How's the best way to get a hold of you and your team for additional information there, Jared?
Easiest way is to visit our extension website. And so if you just Google Deer Impact Toolbox Purdue, it will pop you up right into our website that has all of these resources, that has both publications, information, and videos. And so just searching, you know, Deer Impact Toolbox Purdue, you'll find all those resources online.
Once again, Jared Brook, he is the Purdue Extension Wildlife Specialist. And as always, we'll have links at HoosierAgToday.com to find more information about the impact of deer to Indiana woodland owners. And Jared, thank you so much for sharing your time with us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And thanks for the call.